You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Okay. All right. It's November the 24th, 2015, and I have Rochello in the live stream. Hi, Rochello.
Hey, Ab. How's it going? It's been so long.
No. Finished listening to your audio with Kay on, wonderful talk.
Oh, yeah. I love talking to Kay. It's so, like, I forgot that we were even live. You know what I mean? I'm just like, it's just stupid. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Fakeologist audio chat. It goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The topics are just, wow.
Yeah, we got a little graphic there for a moment, huh?
Yeah, well, maybe it's what people need to hear to wake up, huh? A little graphic talk by the fakeologist ladies.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Kay was talking about her escapades, so.
Oh, it was a little rough, but that's okay. Hey, we can take it. They're just words.
Yeah,
just words that are.
Yeah. What do you think about the YouTube stuff, though? I mean, we didn't really even touch the tip of it, you know?
Well, I think it has to be expected. Anywhere where the eyeballs are, organized crime and organized culture creators are going to be. Any shock at all.
I mean, besides the fact that, you know, it was bought out by Google, like, you know, they just decided to buy it just randomly.
I don't think it's random, of course.
Exactly,
everything is.
Yeah.
Everything is. Very well planned, and if you think the military is behind Google, then a natural progression to just go where the people go. If it was Vimeo or one of the other video services that became really popular, they would get behind that too.
Yeah. I guess for France, their YouTube is like Daily Motion, I guess. So there's supposed to be some kind of rivalry, or I don't know. They said that's why they created YouTube, was one of the reasons, was to like compete with Daily Motion and stuff like that, and to, I don't know, like I guess. But the whole thing is that they're really combining this like French and American culture like deeply by adding in a lot of like French channels. They have deals with like French television and stuff now, YouTube, like specifically to like advertise their stuff on like freely and put up all their stuff. So I don't know, I think that's kind of interesting. And then now Paris is at the forefront and stuff, and I mean, that's probably old news, but
I don't know the details that you just gave about it, but YouTube is the platform of choice because it's fast, it's ubiquitous, it's everywhere.
It's free.
And it works. And it works. And that's where the young eyeballs are. And PSYOPs have to capture the hearts and minds of the young people, because, and those are the people that are going to be.
And it's Twitter, too.
Up with this stuff.
Do you know what Twitch is?
Twitter? Said Twitch?
Well, Twitch. Twitter's just as bad as YouTube, but now they have Twitch.
No, I never heard of Twitch. What's that?
Well, that's the video gaming. I guess it'd be like live streaming yourself playing video games. So it's like the YouTube of video games, but live.
Oh, so okay.
So people sit down in front of these cameras, and they people make money off of YouTube channels and stuff just the same way that they do with people make money off of this Twitch stuff the same way that they make money off of YouTube and everything. It's advertisements and all this stuff. And it's also very, you're supposed to like chat with the person who's doing their videos, and you can throw your comments in, you know what I mean? So the person who's doing their Twitch feed gets immediate feedback from everything, you know? And so, it's crazy because there's people who are sponsored to, like, sit in front of these cameras and, like, play video games and stuff. And that's, it's like they really want, they, I feel like they so badly want us to, like, actually want to go out and do this, like, film ourselves throughout our lives, walking around and stuff like that. Like, have you seen the selfie camera sticks or whatever? And, like, these new, like, selfie, technology things that you're supposed to have on you so that you can film yourself. They also have, like, this new camera or something where you put on, like, a little arm brace or something and it tracks you so you can, like, film yourself. So I feel like they want us to, like, get immersed into this, very interactive world where we're just, like, sharing our personal lives, with each other constantly.
Well, no, I don't know about those things. I didn't know about Twitch, but that's what people are interested in, and I think it's a little bit of both. The culture creators lead people, and they also follow people.
Yeah.
You can't force people to do something. You have to make them want it. So it's a chicken and egg scenario, and business isn't there to lose money. So I don't know. I think a whole group of people that are coming up that appear to be very narcissistic and think they do is interesting, and of course it's not.
Everybody thinks that they're special now.
Well, just the whole Facebook tube generation. Yeah. I don't think everyone is like that, but I think there a lot of people are like that.
I think that you could pull that side out of like younger people for sure, and so like it's like they want people to be like that. You know what I mean? But they definitely do ask people. Like, they try and figure out what we want, or, I don't know, and make us want what they want us to want, too, I think, so that they can give it to us and that we pay for it.
Oh, that's business. That's the American way.
Yeah. This is the Canadian way,
the worldwide way. Well, they've always said it's the American way. Hey, you guys have the World Series, not us. World Series between two American football teams. That's not the world. But anyway, no, I'm not picking on American or America or Americans per se, but on the other hand,
I'm hurt because I really respect that flag, you know?
Well, it's definitely the most boastful nation on earth, and it can good to rally the troops, but it can be very irritating to the rest of the world. That's one thing that the rest of the world does get irritated by. America is number one, and I made a post about that a while back. About, I think that's a psyop against the American people.
I think so too.
Went through a dead zone. If you can hear me.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Psychological operation against the American people, and it's great to have team spirit, but on the other hand, it doesn't make America look good to the outside world. And it also keeps Americans from looking outside their own country because they figure, why bother if everything's so great here?
Yeah, that's why I was talking to somebody about that the other day, telling them, like, you know, it's really weird that the whole world watches us. Like, if we, you know, a lot of countries around the world know about Hollywood movies.
On purpose.
Yeah, they know about American culture. They know about us, but we don't know anything about any other country. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't know anything about anybody else besides, like, pretty much our local area, yet the whole world is watching us. And, like, it's so, you know what I mean? It's so weird to, like, think about it like that, because it does seem more like we're in this really, like, confined, like, I guess, it's like an experiment.
That's the America's number one psyop, and the most powerful organism on this earth is Hollywood. And culture creation that comes out of there.
And Hollywood's like for the world, but then other countries also have their they call Nigeria's Hollywood Nollywood, and then India has Bollywood.
Yeah. Never heard of Nigeria's I've never heard of Nollywood. Yeah. I've certainly heard of Bollywood for sure. I've heard of Bollywood. Yes, that's a whole culture unto itself that I bump into all the time where I work, but I certainly wouldn't watch any of that because it's not in English, for one.
You know, Nigeria, as part of Africa, is such a like rich country. There's so many like rich people that live there. Like, I know one of my really good friends is from Nigeria. She's only like been in the country for like 10 years, and she grew. She's like, everybody. We all had maids. Like, they grew up with maids. You know what I mean? And so, like, I feel like Nigeria, like, their culture is kind of like, they're like, just like America's kind of the Hollywood for the North, for this continent. I think that Nigeria is the Hollywood and, like, the culture centre of Africa.
Yeah, I know a Nigerian guy. He didn't mention anything like that to me. He was in the Nigerian Armed Forces, and it's definitely a British colony. I think it is a member of the Commonwealth still. So, yeah, they have lots of oil money, but I don't know how evenly the money is spread across the population. Of course, just like America or Canada, the money is never evenly spread. Natural resources never get shared in any reasonable way, I think.
No, do you think that Africa is rich in all those resources and stuff, like they say, like diamonds or whatever? Well, like, what is a diamond?
Well,
I
think Nigeria has oil. Ghana has oil. Those real for sure. I know people that work in those industries. I know of people that know people. I know people in Ghana. They make a few hundred grand here. They go back and live like kings in home country. Only need a few hundred grand, and you can be a king over there. Money goes that far.
Do you that's kind of just before you go, kind of switch the topic, not really, but I was wondering about your work and stuff like that, and like, if at work do you talk to people about, or do you hear people like conversating about like the news and stuff like that, or making comments about it? Like for a couple days now, I guess, I don't know, we were eating lunch and the guys looked up like, oh, they just bombed ISIS, like, you know, 200 killed 250 ISIS members or something like that, and the guys are like, good, that's really good. You know what I mean? Like, do you ever like run across stuff like that at work?
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't say too much. I just make it an offhand comment that well, ISIS is an American creation or a British creation. If I don't get a bite on my bait that I put out, then I don't really go any further. It's not necessary. Into it with people.
Just randomly today, like, though, like when the guys asked me, you know, what I think about 9/11 and stuff, it was like, oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So I'm like, oh, I don't really want to, you know what I mean? Like, I probably have, like, you know what I mean, a completely different view than what you'd expect. So I think, because when people ask you that question, you know, even though they're looking for some kind of conspiracy, like, you know what I mean, like, that's what they want, but at the same time, you know, they're looking for, like, some kind of, something that they've already heard, you know what I'm saying? And so, even if I were to tell them my position, like, every once in a while I do, they look at me like, I'm crazy, you know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking insane, because I believe this part of the, I don't know, like, there's no...
The opportunity to drop a couple of websites, fakeologist.com, clueforum.info, September clues, yeah, let them know, victim report.
Man,
hit him with
the
few websites and links. Oh, you're not going to lose your job.
Yeah,
what for? Tell them the truth.
I know.
I wouldn't be afraid. They're just going to be people always are.
I told them to, you know, check out September clues and fake all the stuff. But, you know, they're never going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I've sent many links directly to people I know. They never click on them. never. I've asked them, did you click on this? I sent you an audio.
Like, no.
Oh, I'm busy. You're not interested.
Care.
They're not interested. No, it's just they're not interested.
Yeah,
it's a worldview. It's a really bit of a religion. You would never expect
it
this
is.
Because you say, here's a Bible, go read it. Don't read it unless they're interested.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what I said, like, you know what I mean? Like, well, he's, you know what I mean? Because I just got into this new job site, basically. And I'm working with guys I've never worked with before, so they're asking me all these questions. Like, well, I'm just trying to get to know what kind of person you are. Are you a liberal? Are you conservative? You know what I mean? Like, they go down
really?
That
That's
route.
Really? That's pretty damn nosy. Pretty damn...
Yeah, these are... Yeah,
pretty damn bold of them.
Well, I mean, you know, they just want to know... They're just trying to get to know you. You know what I mean? Like, that's just how these guys are. Because, like, we're just up high. I work on buildings and stuff, so I'm up high in the air,
okay.
Just like us two in a lift in the middle of the air. You know what I'm saying? So they're just trying to, like, get to know you.
Be an iron worker?
I do sheet metal, actually. I do architectural sheet metal. So, yeah.
You're up in the air on incomplete buildings?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hanging off the side of the building and whatnot.
Look at you. That's pretty. I don't think I could do that.
I don't even know if I can do it, but I do.
If wind picks up, you got safety equipment and whatnot, ropes and all that?
Yeah, I mean, it gets a little sketchy sometimes. I mean, it's pretty sketchy sometimes, yeah. Yeah, you can't be scared, that's for sure. Like, I mean, some people would be really scared, and people just could not do it. It's not because the work is hard, it's just because of where you are, you know? But yeah, we do high rises and stuff, so.
That's great. I'm in awe of people that build stuff. I think that's amazing. It's so hard to build stuff. Well, here's something you might be interested in. I've always loved bridges, how amazing it is people build bridges, among other neat little technological things.
Yeah.
And one bridge that I actually wanted to go over, I didn't get over this summer, it's called the Mackinac Bridge. Called the Mackinac Bridge.
In Canada?
No, it's in Michigan. It connects It connects a very thin of land in Michigan with the main peninsula, the mainland of Michigan.
Bridge. Yeah.
Massive bridge. Hey, go to YouTube and look up the building of the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, okay.
You must be into that somewhat. Things and construction. What a fascinating video.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Massive bridge. Massive. It's crazy big. Lots of occult numerology, mind you. It's hilarious. Sonic numerology with regards to the construction dates and time. Mm-hmm. These guys always believe in their numbers.
You know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, even something as simple as the building of a bridge. The Masons build stuff, obviously. Mm-hmm. And really fascinating. It's a very, very high bridge. I think I don't know how much bigger it is than, say, the Golden Gate Bridge, but I'm sure it's a lot bigger.
Man, they make so much money hanging off those bridges. I mean,
good.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you get paid a lot, and it's like, well, once you get up there, you're like, shit, they better be paying me this much, because, like, that's...
Oh, my goodness,
You know what I mean? Like, first, I feel bad, like, oh, man, I'm just kind of standing around, but then, like... You know, then when you start working, you're like, well, hell no, dude. Like, I need another raise, honestly. But, I mean, those people on bridges is just, I am going to watch that video because that sounds pretty cool. Today, though, at work, one of the guys, I mean, he's like 40-year-old men, you know what I mean? And then here's little old me or whatever. But he's talking about 9/11. I mean, you know, and of course he asked me what I thought about it. And he started talking about the planes. He's like, I was talking to my wife about it. And, you know, I was like, honey. Like, have you ever even built a high rise or seen them being built? You know? She's like, no. He's like, well, then how would you know? How would you know what's going on? Like, seriously. He's like, I'm surprised that those planes, or he's like, I'm surprised that those buildings were still standing after the planes hit them or whatever. That's like that was his story to me. It was like, oh, so you think that like the building should have just like toppled over even quicker than they did in the video, you know? Like that's his position. And he's been building high rises for like 20 years now, you know?
Well, he might be the construction worker, but he's not an engineer necessarily, and obviously lacks common sense, or he was well conditioned to the story. Yeah. The story.
Well, and then another thing he told me was like, well, my wife, I didn't tell him about nobody dying or anything, or, you know, I just told him I don't really think planes hit the building. But he's like, well, yeah, my wife, her friend worked in the second tower. And she still messed up today because, like, she had to go through this whole escaping ordeal or whatever. I was like, oh, really? You know, like, where does your wife live? And it's like, this guy just told me this today, you know. Or not where's your wife, but where's your wife's friend live? And he's like, oh, I don't know where she lives now. But they kind of still talk on Facebook and stuff. But, you know, she lived in New York. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Like, I really wanted to get into that with him. Like, I probably will push that a little bit more and see, like, if I could get, like, you know what I mean? Some kind of like interview with this lady or something like that. But I love it when people tell me that because I genuinely want to find somebody that I can believe that was there on 9/11. And I found another documentary on 9/11 that if you ever have time, it's like 40 minutes or whatever, but it's called I Survived 9/11. And Kay, if you listen to this, I'd love to. And the last one that we did was kind of bad audio. But, you know, people can go watch that two-hour called Tales of 9/11. They can watch that documentary. But this one's only like 45 minutes. I Survived 9/11. And it is There is some awesome stuff in there, dude. There's a guy who's picking up hands and putting them in his pocket because he wanted to save the body parts. Like, they just go,
oh,
they just
gruesome.
Go overboard.
That's just gruesome.
They just go overboard with it. It is so funny. A guy, yeah. That hit a leg, fell out of the window and hit the guy on his shoulder and bruised it. Like, I mean, they just, when you think they're going to stop, they don't. You know what I mean? It's like, just stop here. Like, you already, and then they just take it a little bit further. It's unbelievable, Ab. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God. That I almost don't want to watch it because it
you have to.
Doesn't
you have
fit to. My worldview. So I survived 9/11. Okay, yeah. I'll go watch somebody picking up fake body parts. That's great.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
As if anyone would get near there anyway if it did happen. It break. Volunteers to pick up hands and legs. Buddy? Or free hamburgers if you can get out there.
Oh, sorry. No, he was saying that it was in the Pentagon, and he was saying that he was trying to save the body parts of his colleagues so that they could identify them. So he was picking up hand parts.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know,
say,
another
was that the Pentagon scene?
Yes, it was. This guy was at the Pentagon, if I believe. You've got to watch the documentary. I really want to do a talk and go through the thing with Kay sometime, though, because she's so good at it. If she's ever down for that, because it's pretty hilarious. I mean, I could just watch it one more time, take my notes or whatever, and we could do the time stamping and stuff like that. But, we've talked about, then comparing 9/11 to Titanic before, have we not?
Well, the Titanic's come up a couple times.
Like, I watched a documentary, and the first time I put it together was they were playing the My Heart Will Go, that music in the background while they're showing 9/11 and all the stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, they're trying to connect Titanic and 9/11 together. You know what I mean? Like, they're, like, making this, like, absurd connection between the two. And they always do. You know what I mean? They're always bringing up the Titanic. Even Rudy Giuliani in one of his things was, you know what I mean, talked about the Titanic.
Must be a reason that right, they're yeah. programmed to do that, because they are the psyops of the day. Of them.
They're
the psyops of the day.
Well, so last night I was just kind of, I think I typed in, I like to watch some of the old news stuff. I think I typed in Fox News, Fox Breaking News or something, and I clicked on the Hudson. Yeah. Do you remember this from 2009? It was the plane that the geese flew into the engine, right, over the Hudson Bay, and it took the plane down. Right?
The Hudson River, yeah.
Yeah, the Hudson River.
Yeah, I posted on that because Tom Hanks is going to be Sully.
Wait, what are you talking about? They're
talking about Miracle on the Hudson?
Is that what they call it? It's the geese. They said the geese flew into the...
Yeah, the Canada geese.
Are you serious? That's what they said? The Canadian geese?
Maybe. I'm just...
Oh.
Joking, but
okay. Well, you're actually the
most annoying geese out there, but
well, yeah. Well,
very,
anyway,
they're very prevalent. Survive 9/11. It's an hour and a half.
It was like an 8-minute like video of the breaking news and stuff, and this guy being interviewed laughing, and they're like, "You said that geese flew into the." engine. He's like, oh, really? And he starts laughing. He's like, oh, man. He's like, if that's what happened, that is just nuts. You know what I mean? He's obviously an actor, and he thinks it's so funny what's going on, which is hilarious. But they brought up 9/11 and the Titanic again. And so I was thinking, like, geese bringing down a big plane or whatever, a little, you know, planes taking down a big-ass tower, and then an iceberg taking down a big-ass ship. It's like a David and Goliath story all over again. You know what I mean? Like, they're telling the
that's
same
good,
story
that's good.
Over and over yeah. and over again.
I'm looking on YouTube. It says I survived 9/11 is an hour and 27 minutes. Is that
oh, sorry,
right?
Ab. Sorry. Yeah, probably. It probably is, yeah. I think
it
usually
it is an hour and
yeah,
a half.
Yeah, special. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, have fun with that, dude. I mean, yeah. That is,
God.
Yeah. I might actually watch that again. And I watch it as entertainment, which is, I mean, I really do. I watch it as entertainment. Like, I'll get dinner and sit down and, like, oh, let's throw some witnesses up here. Because I don't know what else to watch, you know, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I can.
You'll like it.
I don't really like it. I don't like it anymore. It's just because I know it's just all a bunch of hooey.
Oh, okay. You and I possibly have
suffer different... through it.
You and I possibly have a different kind of humor.
Yeah, you like that ghoulish stuff, huh?
I like to make fun of shit, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. I'm still a kid, Av. I'm still a kid.
Are you?
I mean, no.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm old now.
Well, it's just hard to watch this stuff because you just know it's all nonsense. That's you can only watch so much. Oh, it's nonsense. That's my point.
True.
You like more information on it, but for me,
I mean, well, what do you do like when you're sitting down and relaxing? Then like, what do you
Well, I'm mostly doing my blog, and
while you're eating.
Oh, whenever I'm on the go, I do it off my phone a lot, and I like to listen to a lot of audios. I don't know, get not a big viewer.
Oh, okay.
Of long YouTubes.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably should not watch the I Survive thing. Did you hear us talk about the 35 years of CNN? That one's only 45 minutes. I think I got it mixed up. That's why.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that.
Oh, you should view that one first, because that one just puts a lot of things. I mean, it's just the, I don't know. You're not a viewer, but I mean,
I am a viewer, but
that one made me tear up a little bit, because it's so sad about what's going on in this world. I have no idea what's going on, but I mean, they're very proud of all their fakeness there. So,
35 years of psyops.
Exactly. I know exactly. Well, I mean, CNN, that just 35 years of CNN, that's pretty much says the same thing. I mean, CNN, PSYOP, it's the same word.
Yeah. PSYOP News Network.
Exactly.
Fan of CNN the longest time. For no, its real purpose.
Oh, yeah. You know, another story that I was going to probably look into, which means nothing, but I was wondering what you think about do you remember the Terry Schiavo case, or?
Yes,
yeah,
for sure.
2 weeks and weeks long. So yeah, so that one, I was like 15 years old or something like that when that happened, 15 or 16. That made me cry. Like they played out this whole thing for weeks and weeks over the air. You know what I mean? So that's like the first, that's like really the only thing that I can remember back from like my childhood that like actually affected me, like in the news, you know what I mean? Like that made me cry, like when she
was
died.
Was big on Larry King Live, yeah. Larry Schiavo, her husband, who had to make the big decision, and now
story.
Have to wonder.
Oh yeah, I think that one affected me really good, so that's crazy, but I totally,
that was real? Because I don't think anyone's done much research into that one.
No, I don't. No, that's what I'm trying to say, is that that's why I'm just going back thinking about all the old stuff that I can think of from my childhood, and anything that sticks out in my head, I'm pretty sure I look into it and it's like, no, dude, it's not. There's no way it's real. Like, it's a story. You know what I mean? I mean, even that Hudson Bay small story about the geese and stuff, you know what I mean? Like, that's not real, dude. And just watching the
You're talking about the plane that crashed into the Hudson and they're walking on it, right? On the wing? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know if they're walking on the wing. It was back in 2009, though. So, Hudson Bay and geese, it'll probably bring it up. I mean, there's probably been so many that we couldn't.
Talking about U.S. Air crashed in the Hudson between New York and New Jersey. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I guess it didn't crash. They made an emergency landing in the Hudson Bay. And then everybody got out.
It's the Hudson River. Hudson's Bay is way up north Ontario.
Okay,
the only thing they'd crash on is the polar bears.
Okay. Gotcha. There are no polar bears, Av. They're all dead.
No, there's probably tons of them. They're probably a menace.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going up there to check.
Right. You'll never know then. I know. That's the worst thing about all this, though, Av. And that's why it's good to just, I guess turn it off sometimes. Because it's like, we will never know, will we? We just have to, assume, but, it's, the proper assumption.
Very hard. It's hard to know. It's hard
exactly.
to know.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Just be happy knowing you can't know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That'll tear people apart if they try to figure it out.
I don't mind. As long as you know you're not going to know, why worry about it?
No, I think it's fascinating, though, so.
Yeah. Oh, I do, too. I think Really interesting. I'm still amazed that it's so easy to fool people. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, look what they've done to our world. 35 years of CNN, and look what it's done to this world. It's incredible. They should be proud of it. That's what I'm saying. They really should be proud of it. You know, like,
it does a lot of destruction.
I know.
The human condition.
Absolutely.
That's the only reason I would have to disagree with you on that. It's very bad for you. I just read something today about one of the best ways to improve your health is to have a healthy outlook. You're always worried. It really affects your health more than almost anything you do. Read that today. I do believe that. So try and keep a sunny disposition and get too upset about stuff. Oh, I'm sure of that.
Oh, absolutely. And no sleep, you know what I mean? Like, it changes your physical chemistry.
Yeah, that's true. I love my sleep. It's definitely one of my favorite things now.
I never really get sick, but I work so hard. Like, it was like 2 weeks ago. I was working, going to school, and I was so dead tired and just overextending myself, like, more than I ever have, because I had a bunch of catch up and I had to go to school like multiple times that week. And like, I was sick by the end of the week. You know what I mean? Like, deadly sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like, yeah, that I've never worked like that. And like, that can kill you quick, dude. But I'm like, how do people do it? Like, they must like just overlook that. You know what I'm saying? But like, I totally like, I can just.
No, people do overdo it. Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, I'm about to,
all right.
About to order something here to eat and.
Okay.
Oh,
just pulled into my. I just pulled into John Adams' driveway.
Oh yeah, tell him hi. Tell him hi. Grab a couple eggs for me too. It's so good talking to you, Adam. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, keep checking in. I just upgraded your audio, your operator status. I guess when you phones or computers, it blanks you out. So.
Oh okay.
But, yeah, cool. Come on anytime and leave a message.
Sir.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Keep up the good work. Nice to always hear from you on the audio chats.
Absolutely. You too, Av. You're so funny, too. I can't remember. I was listening to you or, who was it? It was you and somebody else, but dude, you're cracking me up.
Was I?
Yes, because you just say these one-liner things. Like, you don't talk very much, but you'll say these little one-liner things, and I just start dying. Like, so I love it.
Oh, good.
People,
so you can hear my mumbles. Yeah, I like the dry humor.
Yes.
Oh, look, do you have a full moon there?
Do you have a
full moon there tonight? Wherever you are, Oregon.
It's cloudy and it's been raining today. We're working out in the rain, so there's no moon from where I am right now.
Oh my goodness, I have the full moon, and I'm gonna take out my camera and zoom in. This new camera is amazing.
Did you get those pictures from your towers or?
No. No, I'm going to do it maybe this weekend.
Oh, right on. Oh, you got a new camera, huh?
Got that P900 Miracle camera.
And how long did it take for it to get to you?
Oh, I just went and found it at a store.
Oh, you made a big deal about it and stuff. Right on.
Oh, no, I couldn't find it. I tracked it down.
Right on.
On a place that had it. So, yeah. I guess you're right now the moon. And I'll put it maybe on maybe I'll put it on the website. I don't know.
Do it. Good talking to you, Ab.
Really, really clear. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hi, this is Vidare Lissette, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.